Happy Christmas. Our line today is, "Oh, praise his name forever." Praise is central to the story of Jesus' birth. After Mary conceived, she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John, later John the Baptist. Mary burst out in praise.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, because he has looked with favour on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him." Luke chapter 2.
John's father, Zechariah, was struck dumb because of unbelief, and when he could speak again after John's birth, his first response was praise for the coming Messiah.
"Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and provided redemption for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets in ancient times." Luke chapter 2.
What happened after the shepherds had announced the birth of Jesus?
Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favours."
Also, the immediate response of the wise men to seeing Jesus was worship. Praise is not just a reaction. The Old Testament tells us that King David organized teams of men to praise God. It was their job to praise him, however they may have felt that morning. And what does Habakkuk say?
"Though the fig tree does not bud, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though the flocks disappear from the pen and there are no herds in the stalls, yet I will celebrate in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation."
The events of the incarnation were certainly exceptional, but praise should be the constant theme of our lives. All the good things we enjoy are gifts of God. And in all those things we don't enjoy, we have the assurance of his presence and his protection. What is more, we need to praise the Lord. We live in a world that constantly focuses on me. It's all about me, about what is best for me, about what I will most enjoy. Praise draws our hearts and minds away from ourselves to our Heavenly Father. As our lives are centered on him, everything else will fall into place. Praise should be the constant theme of our lives. Let's pray.
Praise you, Father, for the message of Christmas, for sending Jesus to be our Saviour. Praise you for the good things that you give us now. Praise you that during difficult times you are with us and we can trust you. Praise you, Father, for who you are. Amen.
Have a great Christmas.